Chad said it was one of the worst losses the club's had, including the 07 grand final. Is that the sort of sense that the boys will get over to?
Yeah, well, in probably my short time, it's one of the probably most disappointing losses that we've been a part of. To compare it to other games is obviously tough, but blokes that have been around longer, yeah, they probably feel that way. And I know as a coaching group and playing group, we're really disappointed that we served up that type of game.
How weird will it be then come Sunday that you blokes have to get your Crows gear out and cheer for them to get up so you're still alive?
Oh, I think we've got more important things to worry about on the other sides and just make sure we get our job done. The boys will come in today and have a strong review and make sure that we turn that page and get our heads in the right space and making sure we get our job done.
What was Kenny's post-match like? Chad said it was pretty brutal.
I wouldn't say brutal, it's just honest. Bit of honesty and reflection and quite a lot of questions and, two-way conversation. I wouldn't say brutal. It was very very calculated and very honest.
What are some of the things he asked?
Oh, I wouldn't go into detail. But you want answers. So we want to make sure we don't give them the answers. As players, they've got to make sure that they come up with themselves, they identify it, they self-assess themselves and as a collective, and that's what they did.
Was the effort questioned for the
players? Oh, you'd have to question it, yeah, for sure. Probably for the first time this year, you look at that and, there was definitely aspects of the game where you question whether it was there or not, and I don't think the players would shy away from that either.
What do you think that wasn't there, like, given the huge, sort of ramifications and the big, with finals on the line and stuff like that?
Oh, there's a lot on the line every week. And it's a tough game. You'd like to think our players don't go out not to try. They were trying, but trying probably wasn't at the level it's been at. And it was a disappointing game in all facets of the game, not just one particular area.
How do you explain that part then, Jared? I mean, I know blokes, to suggest they don't try is ridiculous, but trying at the level and identifying that it's not going your way and making a change then and there, how do you explain sort of the lack of ability to stem the tide?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's really tough. But, you can become very reactive and a bit shell-shocked, to say the least. There were certain things, in full credit to North Melbourne, that they did, and we tried to adapt it. We'll just we were off our game, and we couldn't pull it back. And you're playing reactive footy, and you just feel like you're just chasing them all night. And unfortunately, we didn't have moments where we could sort of rest momentum, and it was an onslaught.
How do you bounce
back? What's the fallout been from that loss now?
A fallout?
Yeah. What do you guys say to the players?
It's not us. It's not us, the coaches, and then the players. It's us as a team and as a club. We're fully, obviously, connected and committed to a common goal. And this is obviously a disappointing loss. So there's no fallout. It's just more about owning it and assessing why. And we'll have those conversations again with the players in our review. And then what are we going to do about it? And that's, get back on the track. We've got this week, destiny's in our own hands still, and we've got to make sure that we get our job done and finish off on a real positive. And that's obviously the season, whether it's this week or in weeks to come. We've got to make sure that we stay really connected and own it as a club.
But the destiny's not in your hands. So you could play Sunday, and if the Bulldogs beat the Crows, then finals are out of the mix.
Oh, well, if that's what you want to look at, I'm not looking at them, I'm looking at us. So I know that's right in what you're saying, but for me as a coach, I'm purely making sure that the midfield group are back on the job. Part of that is connecting with obviously the rest of the lines and as a team that we get our preparation right. And if we start thinking about things that are out of our control, well then we won't get the result that we're looking for.
So do you only look at that, obviously, if results go your way and you need a percentage boost in your game against Freo, you only look at that at that point?
Well, I think if you take your eye off the ball, we could be in a position where we don't perform at the level we want to. So I think we just got to stay focused on what we need to get done, and that's reviewing, that's owning it, that's preparing ourselves in the right way as we've done all year, and making sure that we play the brand of footy that we know that we're capable of, and we address the things that came from the weekend. I think if we look too external, too outside that, you take your eye off the ball, and then we're vulnerable. performance like we had last week.
Does that mean you won't, like, if I think the Crows from here is 1 o'clock, your guys, yours are the last one of the round, would you tell the players at all
a score
or a result?
It could be. I don't know how, I'm sure players find out, you know, that's going to be the challenging thing. But at the same time, if that is taken away from us, I think the biggest thing is that we've got to make sure that we finish the season on the right note. But we're definitely not looking at this being our last week. I can give you my word on that. And I'm sure the players will be like that as well. We won't be thinking that way. But we're just making sure that we play our brand and play our way and back up from last week's performance.
How frustrating for the coaching group that you had two wins in a row, everyone thought maybe you turned the corner. I guess not to lose, anyone could lose to North Melbourne, but the manner of defeat, how frustrating was that for the group given the fact where you were?
Yeah, no, it just shows you that, you know, once again, if you're off your game and the competition's even, it happened to Essendon the week before, they come back and beat Freo over there. North Melbourne copped it from Geelong. They come back and they touch us up. I think it's just the nature of the competition. It's a tough gig when you're winning multiple games in a row. We were on a bit of a run. We had obviously a lot of external noise of how well we're going because we got two wins, but we felt like we're playing some good footy over a period of time. And we hit a major speed hump on the weekend.
How much of Connor Rose obviously continues to move forward? How much of a plus has he been for the group this year?
Oh, he's a super young man. Without sort of putting too much pressure on the club and the player, but you can see him as the future leader of the footy club. You know, he's only in his first year, leading goal kicker. He's composed, but we shouldn't be relying on an 18-year-old fella to be doing all that. We got to make sure that we give him more support. But yeah, he's been a super talent, along with Butters and Dersmer and, you know, the Drews. We can go through a list of them that have come in, and Pete Laddams and these guys.
Was it a mistake not playing Scott Lysett, given how dominant Todd Goldstein was in the week?
Well, Goldie's a good player, I don't know with who he would have thrown out there. The way that he was playing, he had some real dominance. So I don't think Pete was in good form. Pete was in some good form, and Paddy was in some good form, and Scotty knew what he had to do at sample level. Yes, he played well the week before, but when a player's playing well in the AFL, you're not going to shift him. If what you can take away from losses and performances is that you want your players to learn, and I'm sure Pete would learn a lot from the weekend.
Is Lysett a strong chance to come in against the Dockers?
It really is too early to say. Scotty played well yesterday, as did a number of players in the SANFL, and that's the other thing. We've got to make sure that we've got the Magpies boys that are playing some good footy as well. So as a club, we've got to make sure we're in the right space. But yeah, look, there's a lot of players we'll discuss, but it's too early to say. It's Monday and we'll get through the review process first.
Jeez. Season consistency
and then a result like that on the weekend, is it a failure of leadership within the team structure itself, or is it just the maturity of the side, because you've got a young side, you're just going to get results like that from time to time? Yeah, it'd be nice to put an exact finger on it in terms of say that's the one particular area. I think there's been a combination of a lot of things. That obviously won't go into detail, but we discuss things behind closed doors as to where we can get better as a club and a group. We've had a mixed bag, but in saying that, we've definitely grown as a football club too. Over the course of the year, and learned a lot about ourselves. A lot of new faces have come in. I think I've said before, new coaches have come in. So there's been some real growth in this year in terms of what we're about for the future.
Trajectory seems pretty positive, as you've touched on then, Jared. What are some of the things from this season you'd like to take into 2020?
Oh, to be honest, I'm not really thinking about 2020 just this minute. We'll do that at the end of the year. We'll review the year in depth, and there's a lot of things you review. This is my first time in it, so I'm going to be eyes wide open as to how it all goes about, but let's just focus on this week, and we'll get to that part when we get to it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.